This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Newsmax TV starts in about 55 minutes. Hope you'll go there and watch me. DirecTV, Dish TV, lots of cable systems around the country, including Comcast Xfinity, and of course, NewsmaxTV.com, YouTube.com, Roku. You can watch me twice a day, by the way, not just at 8 o'clock tonight Eastern, 5 Pacific, but my show repeats every day the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. Fordham is a favorite of this capitalist evangelist. You know, I'm a guy who just sings the praise of capitalism, and I love to talk about all American stories like Fordham. Fordham is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent per share stock to $200 per share. One of the great stories in the history of Wall Street, created $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. It's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded at two global exchanges, meaning they are a stock. You can buy them. You could participate in their success. You can benefit and profit from their success. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Visit Fordham Resources for a complete review. That's FordhamResources.com. FordhamResources.com, very cool company. It was a big hearing today with Attorney General Barr discussing the Mueller report in front of a bunch of vicious Democrats. So that was the big news story of the day, but there's lots of other stories out there. Let me give you a quick review, though, of what happened at the hearing. The key takeaways from the hearing with Attorney General William Barr testifying about Robert Mueller's report on his investigation into Russian interference. The Democrats on the committee were harsh. They called Barr a liar. Senator Mazie Hirono, who's a moron, told him he should resign. Other senators like Warren and Van Hollen, as well as several House members, including Adam Schiff, another moron and bozo, called for Barr to step down. The Republicans were ready to defend the Attorney General. Chairman Lindsey Graham said Barr was slandered from top to bottom, while Ted Cruz praised Barr for his transparency. Barr, meanwhile, was firm in his defense of the president. He said the evidence is now that the president has been falsely accused of colluding with Russians and even of treason, Barr told the panel. Much of the focus of the hearing was a letter special counsel Robert Mueller wrote in March complaining that Barr's summary of his report was misleading and urging him to release more information. Immediately, Barr called the letter, quote, a bit snitty in his testimony. And then Barr decided not to come back tomorrow for more testimony. Interesting. Very interesting. Ted Cruz masterfully destroyed the Democrats and their obsession with Mueller's letter. Ted Cruz got his chance to question the Attorney General in today's judiciary hearing, and while doing so, he proceeded to masterfully expose the ludicrousness of Democrats obsessing over the Mueller letter to Barr. And so here was the exchange. Here's a snippet of the exchange. So their entire argument is, Attorney General Barr, you suppress the 19 pages that are entirely public that we have and we can read, that they know every word of it, and their complaint is it was delayed a few weeks, and that was because of your decision not to release the report piecemeal, but rather to release those 19 pages along with the entire 448 pages produced by special counsel. If that's their argument, I have to say this is an exceptionally weak argument, because if you're hiding something, I'll tell you right now, Attorney General Barr, you're doing a very lousy job of hiding it, because the thing they're suggesting you hid, you released. That was Ted Cruz's comments to Attorney General Barr, and it makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense, because it reminds me of all the Democrats' arguments again and again and again. They all believe if you tell a lie enough times, it becomes the truth. So they keep saying, Trump hates black people, Trump hates black people, Trump hates brown people, Trump hates Hispanic people, Trump hates people of color. That's all happening while we have the lowest black unemployment in history and the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history. And I'm sure if you could gauge it, the lowest gay unemployment in history. I'm sure if you could gauge it, the lowest Muslim unemployment in history. So if he is a racist, then Trump is the worst at it of any racist in the history of the world. He is bad for being a racist. Bad. Because he's doing a lousy job. He's helping blacks, not hurting them. And Obama, who loved black people, who was black himself, did nothing but hurt black people. It caused massive black unemployment. And massive brown person unemployment. Massive Hispanic unemployment. Man, if he's the opposite of a racist, he's good at being a racist, isn't he, Obama? Yesterday when I saw that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi left the White House, said they had a $2 trillion deal for infrastructure, I said to myself, this doesn't sound right. Because the only deal Democrats would agree to is a very bad deal where the money is not going for bridges and highways. It's being wasted on some sort of civil rights groups and all kinds of George Soros, George Soros 501(c) organizations. Total fraud. I guarantee you every time there's some sort of a spending bill involving $1 trillion that Democrats sign off on, it's complete fraud. And the money all goes to unions and union leaders and George Soros organizations. And the money funds all kinds of community activists who are communists who want to destroy America. So now the headline is the White House stalls on endorsing a $2 trillion deal for infrastructure with Democrats. Based on Schumer and Pelosi yesterday, it was reported they met with Trump and got him to agree to a $2 trillion infrastructure deal. But the White House suggesting the number was not agreed to. Congressional Democrats said Trump agreed. White House officials later said the administration is not ready to endorse a specific spending amount. We agreed on a number, which is very, very good, said a minority leader. Chuck Schumer said outside the White House following the meeting. Originally, we started a little lower, but even the president was eager to push it up to $2 trillion. There was goodwill in the meeting, and that was different from other meetings we've had. The meeting was labeled productive by White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who said in a statement the U.S. has not come even close to properly investing in infrastructure for many years, foolishly prioritizing the interests of other countries over our own. She did not mention an agreement on spending. Another White House official later didn't dispute the figure held in by Democrats, but indicated the administration will hold off on endorsing a specific amount since the talks are in the early stages. See, that's not the biggest issue. It isn't the dollars that are the big issue. It's number one, spending. Because we're already $22 trillion in debt. So are you going to find any sort of spending cuts to correspond with the $2 trillion in new spending? Can you find $2 trillion in cuts? I doubt it. So you're going to add trillions to national debt. That's number one. And number two, I'm telling you, Mr. President, Democrats are laying a trap. This money is all going to go to George Soros community organizer organizations. The money's going to go to getting out the vote for people who are going to vote Democrat. The money's going to go to prevailing wage deals so you can make unions rich and bankrupt the taxpayers. It's a mistake. I'm telling you, it's a mistake. I mentioned in the first hour that CNN ratings nosedived again. Already minuscule audience nosedived another 25% in April. Wow. Compared to April of 2018, CNN lost an incredible 25% of its total day viewers, a whopping 26% of its primetime viewers. Suffered an even more serious beating in 25 to 54 age group. A whopping 41% of that demo tuned out of CNN's primetime schedule. 37% tuned out throughout the whole day. Few, if any, cable networks experienced a similar year-to-year drop-off. It's the most significant drop-off of cable news, Big Three. Wow. They deserve it, though. If anybody deserves it, it's CNN. Bunch of frauds. And just to give you some idea of what a joke liberals are, the gun ban is not working, so the politicians in Britain now want to ban knives nationwide. If you ever need proof of the expression that guns don't kill, people kill, look no further than Britain, where families may have to start practicing cutting their steak and bread at dinner with a spoon. This is because Britain's politicians have now made the absurdly ridiculous move to call for the banning of what Reason magazine, the libertarian magazine, calls the most useful tool ever invented, the knife. Reason reported this morning British politicians have declared war on knives. This is not a joke. Well, it should be a joke, but it's not. And they're moving swiftly to try and ban them since gun laws aren't working to stop crime. Crime is dramatically increased. People are using acids. You should ban acid too, shouldn't you? Having failed to disarm criminals with gun controls that defy logic, British politicians are now turning their attention to implementing something new and different, knife control. Because criminals will, of course, be much more respectful of knife laws than of gun laws. No excuses. There is never a reason to carry a knife. Anyone who does this will be caught and they will feel the full force of the law, says London's Mayor Sadiq Khan, April 8th. Not to be outdone, his predecessor, Boris Johnson, called for increased use of stop and search powers by police. You have to stop them. You have to search them. You have to take the knives out of their possession, he said. This is the conservative. Poundland, the British equivalent of a dollar store, announced last week it will no longer sell kitchen knives in any of its 850 stores. Similar stores are being slapped with fines for selling knives to minors. And the insanity disguised as regulation continues to get worse. British politicians propose banning home delivery of knives. And police promote street corner bins for the surrender of knives while conducting stings against knife vendors. This is not a joke. Their goal is to target not only those who carry and use knives, but also the supply, access, and importation of weapons. It all sounds so familiar, doesn't it? And yet so utterly pointless. If British authorities have been unable to block criminals' access to firearms, how are they going to cut off the flow of knives, which require nothing more than a piece of hard material that can take an edge? There are also practical downsides to discouraging the public from possessing knives. One of the oldest and most useful tools ever invented. Poundland isn't dropping the sale of combat blades. The company's move applies specifically to the tools people use to make their meals. The law is much more likely to inconvenience peaceful people planning to carve a roast than to put off thugs who push comes to shove. Can always find a way to sharpen a piece of rebar against a rock. This comes in the wake of the growing number of stabbings since Britain outlawed guns. Britain brags there were only about 30 gun murders in Britain last year. British politicians failed to notice crime continues to happen, but now it's all knives and acid. Just amazing. They've got such high crime rates. The violent crime rate in England is so much higher than the United States. With all our guns, it's much higher in England. Nobody tells that to you. Nobody. You can't walk a foot in Britain without being attacked by a guy with a knife. So they're going to ban the knives. Makes sense. Way down the road. War now. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Liberty Health Share, sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share involves no networks. You can choose your doctor and hospital anywhere you want, anytime you want. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. First year, I saved $18,000 in premiums. Second year, $18,000 in premiums. Third year now, $18,000 in premiums. I've saved $54,000. And then I had kidney stones a couple months back, as all of you know, and they took care of the bill. I had to pay my deductible, which was low, $2,500. Not like $10,000 like I used to have with Aetna. It was low. I paid it, and they paid all the rest of the bill. I saw three doctors in December last year, all three free. Starts at $107 a month for single, up to $449 a month for a family. And again, I stress, you can choose any doctor, any hospital you want. They came through for me. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. All right, some more things in the news. I believe I was the first one to come to you back 6 months ago, and I wrote a column about it as well, talking about what was happening in South Africa. And on Monday, a couple days ago, South African farmers demonstrated outside the U.S. Embassy to bring awareness to the epidemic of farm attacks and murders going on every day where black people in South Africa are murdering white farmers and nobody cares. No one in the United States cares. No one in Hollywood cares. No one at the Oscars is ever going to stand up and fight for white South African farmers. Never. But it was going the other way around. And there was a apartheid situation going on and white minority was treating the black majority terribly and making them live in poverty and enslavement. That was the biggest news story in the world. And by the way, it should have been. It was terrible. It's terrible. Slavery's awful. And their version of it was awful. Apartheid. But in the Easter weekend alone, there were 13 farm attacks and 3 gruesome murders just in the Easter weekend. Wow, I'm looking at this picture. This picture of this handsome guy and his 2 beautiful children. And it says the whole family was brutally attacked on April 20th. In March 2019, 28 farm attacks, 2 farm murders in South Africa. During the first half of April, 15 farm attacks and 1 farm murder. On April 18th, the Coetzee family, that's this picture of this handsome farmer and his 2 beautiful kids, was attacked, seriously injuring the father, Mario, and his 9-year-old son, Marlou, whose face was crushed, and he has bleeding behind one eye and on the brain. Mario is in critical condition in a coma, that's the father. His ear was also cut off during the attack. Farmer Janice Powell was attacked by multiple assailants April 20th, one of whom was wearing a police uniform. Janice managed to shoot one of the attackers before he was killed by gunfire himself. On Easter Monday, April 22nd, a farmer, Mr. Lingvelder, was busy in his chicken run when his son Albert alerted him to the fact 2 attackers were assaulting his wife, 70 years old, in their garage. The attackers wanted to know where her husband was. She remained calm, said he was inside. The attackers attacked her and started stabbing her relentlessly. The woman pushed the remote to close the garage. This caused the 2 attackers to flee. She suffered extensive wounds and was rushed to the hospital. The 2 attackers later arrested by a farm guard. They had the bloody knife in their possession. April 25th, elderly man shot twice in the chest through the kitchen window, died on the scene. His wife ran and hid, remained there till 3 in the morning before she went for help. On Monday, April 29th, protests against farm murders took place across South Africa. The protest in Pretoria started at 7 in the morning outside the U.S. Embassy. They called them Black Friday protests. 10,000 protesters marched to the seat of government in Pretoria. Just amazing. There's a rampant crime and murder epidemic going on, and farmers are dying left and right. And, of course, the radical parties in power have just changed the constitution in South Africa to allow the theft of land from people simply because they are white. Radical leftist parties like ANC and EFF, and Black First Land First, BLF, routinely blame white South Africans for the disaster caused by political corruption and racist hiring quotas. Hate preacher of EFF, Julius Malema, likes to say we are not calling for the killing of white people yet. BLF leader said in December, for every 1 black person, we will kill 5 white people. We will kill their children. We will kill their women. We will kill anything we find in our way. And prize-winning journalist Farrell Hafaji, funny names in South Africa, former editor-in-chief of a leading South African newspaper, published a book called What If There Were No Whites in South Africa? 153 pages of white guilt and extermination fantasies, which the mainstream media applauded. Interesting, isn't it? You can say anything you want about white people everywhere in the world. Threaten to murder them and extinguish them, and no one cares. Amazing. War now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number 1 silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr will not show up at a House judiciary hearing on Thursday. That's according to a committee aide. Barr's main reason for not showing up is that the hearing would have allowed an extra hour for committee lawyers to question the Attorney General, not congressmen. Now, the Attorney General did testify before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. On that committee is Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, and he believes...
Well, I think it's an insult to the members of the House. Does the chairman think his House members aren't competent enough to cross-examine or to examine the Attorney General? They got to rely on staff.
Venezuelans are out in full force on Wednesday in what opposition leader Juan Guaido promises to be the largest march in the country's history. This comes a day after Guaido called for Venezuela's military to force out President Nicolas Maduro, and the Fed Reserve announced they're going to be keeping interest rates steady for an extended period of time. This is USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, N-E-U-R-I-V-A.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Ralph. You cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Wayne.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Newsmax TV, America's fast-growing cable news channel. Number one show on Newsmax TV is yours truly, the Wayne Allen Root Show. 80 million homes as of December, and every single one of them that's watching Newsmax is watching the Wayne Allen Root Show in the primetime position at Newsmax, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then it replays the next day, 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Newsmax is, you can watch it on, or is aired on, DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, Charter, all kinds of cable and satellite options. And you can watch us at NewsmaxTV.com, and you can watch us on YouTube, and you watch us on Roku. Bill O'Reilly's on three times a week. I interviewed him earlier today. You can watch him tonight to start off my show. But if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Will you tell them, I demand Newsmax TV. Add Newsmax TV because I want to watch Wayne Root. Call toll-free at 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And use that number to call them and ask for Cox Cable if you're here in Las Vegas. Because, of course, all my friends in Vegas watch me on DirecTV and Dish TV. And even CenturyLink carries it. But not 99% of all the cable homes in Vegas. Well, 90%, I'll say. Use Cox Cable. And Cox does not carry Newsmax TV, so they can't watch Vegas Boy Done Good, Wayne Allen Root. Call 844-500-6397 and give him a piece of your mind and tell Cox you want Wayne Allen Root on the cable dial. Pick up Newsmax. All right, we've got our guest here, Jeff Murdoch, Justice Department reporter for the Washington Times. Hey, Jeff, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Wayne. How are you today?
Good. So tell me about this whole William Barr hearing, Attorney General William Barr. It sounds like it was a much ado about nothing. It sounds like nothing new was discovered. It sounds like a bunch of liberals and Democrats screaming like maniacs as usual, like Trump derangement syndrome victims, and making all kinds of accusations and demanding Barr step down. And the truth is that there's nothing there, right?
Well, we didn't get anything new today. We really didn't. What we got were the same talking points we've had from both sides for a very long time. Democrats, they ramped up their rhetoric a little bit. But, you know, Barr fought back a little bit. He scolded them. I think the highlight for him on for his side was when he asked them pointedly, how did we get here, saying, how did we get to the point where you guys are acting like, where Special Counsel Robert Mueller has cleared President Trump and you guys are acting like it's the complete opposite. That seemed to be a moment there where you started to see Barr fight back a little bit from some of the allegations that were tossed at him. And the allegations that were tossed at him were pretty bad. I mean, Mazie Hirono called him a liar repeatedly. Others demanded he should resign. Senator Blumenthal called him, said history is going to judge him harshly. It was probably the most contentious I've seen the Democrats since the Matt Whitaker hearing earlier this year.
And I'd say two other big highlights today were when Attorney General Barr said he will not stop using the word spying, because spying did occur against the Trump campaign. He was in a war of words with Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, and Sheldon Whitehouse wanted him to stop using the word spying, and Barr said, no, I'm not going to stop using the word spying. I thought that was a big moment as well, right?
That was a big moment, and it was a big moment because it's the first time that we've seen some acknowledgement from the Justice Department that there was spying, or at least that they're considering it spying. I mean, we've never really seen that from the Justice Department, certainly not under Jeff Sessions. So I think for Barr to acknowledge it, I know he acknowledged it at his hearing earlier this month, but for him to sort of double down and make it clear that this is something he's going to look into and review, I also think is something important that Republicans should take notice of.
And I thought another big moment was when Ted Cruz made a statement to Barr and said basically that, you know, you suppressed the 19 pages that are entirely public. I'm reading the words that we have and we can read, that they know every word of it. Their complaint is that it was delayed a few weeks, and that was because of your decision not to release the report piecemeal, but rather release those 19 pages along with the entire 448 pages produced by the special counsel. If that is the argument, I have to say it's an exceptionally weak argument, because if you're hiding something, I'll tell you right now, Attorney General Barr, you're doing a very lousy job of hiding it, because the thing they're suggesting you hid, you released.
Well, it's interesting because that shows how the Democrats have just constantly moved the ball, which, again, going back to how I started, is what Barr called them out on. First, it was you're not releasing the report. Then it was you're not releasing the, enough of the report. You got to release the redactions. Then it was Russian collusion. Well, it turned out that that wasn't true. So then it became obstruction of justice. Bill Barr exonerated and Rod Rosenstein, who was, by the way, the Democrats' darling, and now they've really turned on him. Kamala Harris really went after him for went after Barr for Rosenstein's perceived conflict of interest, which I thought was fascinating from the party that sued to make Rod Rosenstein the attorney general just last fall. But yeah, it's interesting that then it was obstruction of justice. Now they just keep moving the ball. They bought into this conspiracy. And they just want to keep moving the ball here to get something that they can eventually pounce on to impeach President Trump.
Now, what's going to happen tomorrow, being that you are the Justice Department reporter for the Washington Times, you understand stuff like this. Barr has now said unequivocally he's not showing up for tomorrow's hearing. Does that get him in some sort of trouble?
It could. It depends what happens now. The Democrats are threatening to hold him in contempt, but they did give him a couple of day grace period to work things out. The key objection here, as you know, is that Nadler wanted to bring in House attorneys to grill Barr instead of just having the lawmakers, which is the standard procedure of these types of hearings. And Barr objected, basically saying that the Democrats were laying a trap for him and he wasn't going to participate. And also, it was a deviation from the traditional rules. Kind of interesting, if they do move forward and hold him in contempt, he will only be the second attorney general in 150 years of having attorney generals to be held in contempt. The last one to do it was Eric Holder.
Right, and my question is, what's the big deal about contempt? Sounds terrible, except what happened to Eric Holder? Nothing.
Yeah, it's largely just name-calling. I mean, you hold him in contempt, and it sounds bad, and there's a lot of threats, and then they all work it out, and it just really gives everybody a talking point. And yeah, there's really nothing to hold to it. It's not going to make any changes. It's not going to make anything different.
So what comes next? What's the offshoot of all this?
Well, the offshoot of all this, I think, is a couple of things. I think one is we're going to start seeing increasing calls for Mueller to testify. I see Nadler said today he's blocked off May 15th for Mueller to testify, although I don't know that anybody's actually told Robert Mueller that. That didn't really seem clear, which I thought was kind of interesting. I think that's where we're going to see all of this. We're also going to see, the House, since they've got the Democrats, they're going to start ramping up their investigations. I mean, they've bought into this, and they're staking it. And it's kind of interesting because in the 4 months that they have had control of the House, can you name one piece of legislation the Democrats have passed? And can you name one thing the Democrats have done in terms of policy? It's all been these Trump Michael Cohen hearing. They want to call Don McGahn to testify. It's just constantly calling in Trump nemesis to testify.
Well, it all comes down to what was released this morning, which is private payrolls, easy for me to say, surged by 275,000 in April, which blew away all the predictions. The economy is booming. Jobs are booming. GDP is booming. And Democrats want to get your mind off that topic. So it's just anything they could throw at Trump, anything they could slime Trump with, any bad words they can use. He's a racist. He's KKK. He's a Nazi. Is just an attempt, in my opinion, my humble opinion, to get off the headlines the fact that Trump has made the economy boom.
Well, it's some of that, but they've been on this since inauguration. They've been pushing the Russian collusion impeach narrative since then. So, yeah, I understand that the economy is doing well, but this has been the game plan long before the economy started its turnaround. They've been anxious. In their mind, the crime Trump committed is he defeated a Democrat, and now they're finding a way to make sure he gets the appropriate punishment for that.
So as a guy who writes about the Justice Department for the Washington Times, my biggest, bugaboo and shock has been that we have a Republican president. The only people that have been getting investigated and indicted and harassed and persecuted and prosecuted are Republicans with a Republican president. Do you now think, a lot of people are starting to think that the worm has turned, and that the hunters are going to become the hunted. And I'm someone who's been in the press asking about that and demanding it. Do you now think we're actually going to see a few FBI and DOJ and big-time Democrats, Hillary aides, indicted and prosecuted and certainly investigated. Are we seeing some good, you know, signs here that maybe it's possible to get some justice?
Possible. I think when we'll really know that is either later this month or in June when Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz releases his report on the Carter Page FISA. I think that's going to be very, what comes out of there, I think, could change the direction of where everything's headed. Right now, it's interesting. We have investigations going on. Barr said he's got his own investigation going on into the FBI. That makes three. There's also, which is something I've been writing about a lot, and I haven't seen a lot of this in other publications, but I think it's really interesting, is John Huber is supposed to be doing this, and I've written multiple stories about John Huber hasn't done anything on this. This was his charge, was to look into Peter Strzok and Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe and find in the Carter Page FISA and see what exactly has happened. After a year and a half, he has not talked to Bruce Orr, who is the one who delivered the FISA, the Steele dossier that led to the FISA to the Justice Department. He hasn't talked to Carter Page, and I've interviewed Carter Page several times. Not hard to talk to Carter Page.
All right. We've been talking to Jeff Murdoch, Justice Department reporter for the Washington Times. We appreciate you coming on the show and giving us a review of what happened today. And thanks for coming on. More now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it.
All right. You hear the music. That means we're taking a break. We're only about 15 minutes away from my Newsmax national TV show, number one show at Newsmax. And so we'll be with you then. My website, root4america.com. I'm on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. We'll see you in a sec. This is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever, Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Anna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland@yahoo.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Don't forget Newsmax TV coming up in just about 8 minutes or so. You can find Newsmax TV, my TV show on Newsmax TV, in quite a few different places, Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 on Dish. Of course, you can find it on cable systems like Fios and UVerse and Comcast Xfinity. You can find it at NewsmaxTV.com. You can watch it live anytime at NewsmaxTV.com. I shouldn't say anytime, but I mean anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern. YouTube Live, you go to YouTube and you just type in NewsmaxTV and it comes up live at 8 o'clock. Roku. And I also want to mention that it's on twice a day, 8 o'clock Eastern and 1 o'clock Eastern repeats the next day, my show, The Wayne Allen Root Show, on Newsmax. I just want to know how many of you have actually heard in the news that, about that synagogue shooting the other day, that the shooter left a manifesto and called President Trump a Zionist, anti-white, traitorist sucker. I won't use the real word he used, but let's just say he used a part of a man's anatomy together with sucker. How many of you know that he did that? Was that in the news? I didn't see that anywhere. I didn't see it anywhere. I saw people try to make it like it's Trump's fault. I saw Ilhan Omar try to make it like it's Trump's fault. But I didn't see anybody in the news stressing that this guy hated Donald Trump, just like I never saw in the news that the Pittsburgh guy hated Donald Trump. The guy who walked in the synagogue in Pittsburgh and killed a bunch of people was another Trump hater. He may have been a white extremist. This guy may have been a white extremist. But they're Trump-hating white extremists who think Trump is too nice to Jews. You know? And so they go in and they kill people. And then the media leaves that out. They just happen to leave that out. I also heard a lot of people in the media bring up Charlottesville and how Trump defended the KKK and the white extremists, which he didn't. It's not what he did. That's not what he said. But even if he had, it would be no different than Chris Cuomo on CNN saying a couple days ago that some aspects in Antifa are good, are a good cause. That's what he said. Is that different than what Trump said? Trump said, hey, I don't like white extremists, but some of the people there were good people because they weren't white extremists. They were just fighting the idea of ripping down a Robert E. Lee statue. And Chris Cuomo on CNN actually made the equivalent of there are good people on both sides, what he proclaimed two nights ago, that aspects of Antifa are a good cause. Cuomo actually says in this clip, you can't morally equivocate between the neo-Nazis and the people who fight against them, referring to Antifa. Sounds like Cuomo thinks these guys are heroes of sort, or at the very least, a necessary force to fight against neo-Nazis. And this isn't the first time we've heard CNN defending Antifa. So, it's just amazing how one side of the media is. Same thing when it comes to sexual harassment. God forbid a Republican ever is accused of sexual harassment. It's automatically believed, and he's a bad person, he should resign. But who's been accused of some sort of sexual improprieties? Well, Joe Biden has. And Micah Brzezinski on Morning Joe on MSNBC was discussing the demand for an apology from Biden and said it's completely ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. He's not interested in your hair. Michael Brzezinski said it's ridiculous for Lucy Flores, former lieutenant governor candidate from here in Nevada, from my state. She demanded an apology in a New York Times op-ed from former Vice President Joe Biden for touching her hair at a campaign event. And Brzezinski said, I really think sometimes we've got to get out of New York, get out of Washington, get out of the big cities, and think about what the questions are you want to ask a major candidate in terms of their candidacy for president. The amount of time that was spent on Biden's hugs. This is a guy who's hugged 5 to 10 million people, and they love the fact he's touchy and huggy, and they run to him. 5 women are uncomfortable with the way they hugged him. One of them says, he smelled her hair. I could promise you, I know Joe Biden. He went up behind her and took a deep breath because he was about to go on stage. I want to explain that because there's a woman who accused him of smelling your hair. He's not interested in your hair. He was going on stage. He took a deep breath before he went on stage, and you took it deeply personally, and now you're writing a New York Times op-ed about it, demanding an apology. This is completely ridiculous, and the rest of America thinks it's ridiculous, too. I'm done. You guys can continue to talk about this. I won't. I refuse to give it any more time. Now, that's funny. That's rich, isn't it? She refuses to give it more time. When Joe Biden's accused of doing perverted things, but God forbid Trump's accused, God forbid that Judge Roy Moore in Alabama was accused with not a shred of evidence, ever, not one shred of evidence, and she believed every word everybody said. I mean, it's such a highly politicized world, and liberals are just such fools. And just one more story, as I know we're going to break momentarily, just to show you how bad California is. You know how they want to take down the statues of the Robert E. Lees and the Stonewall Jacksons, people involved in the Civil War, and they want to take down statues of anybody who's ever said something bad in their entire careers. They can't allow Kate Smith to sing the national anthem anymore on recording at Yankee Stadium games because somewhere in her life she sang a song that was considered racist back in the 1920s when I guess everybody was racist. She sang 2,000 songs in her life. One of them was racist. You can't play her national anthem anymore. But in California, Cal State campus, Cal State's campus in Long Beach, is ditching their Prospector Pete mascot after complaints that the gold rush hurt indigenous people. I don't really need to say anymore, do I? How ridiculous and absurd. I could just shut up now. I could just go on vacation for a couple weeks and hear the moans coming from my conservative audience. It was offensive to indigenous people that there was actually a gold rush. I didn't know that. I had no idea the gold rush was racist. Did you? I guess it was all white prospectors. None of the blacks ever got rich. So that means the entire gold rush has to be erased from history. And the prospectors who died in that famous gold rush, they don't matter anymore. They were white. Don't matter.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ooh.